The Louisiana Scholarship Program, also known as the School Voucher Program, gives lower-income families vouchers to take their kids out of public schools and send them to private ones. The program expanded statewide 7 years ago and now serves about 7,000 students, nearly 1% of Louisiana's public school students. But a joint investigation with WWNO, Fox 8 News, and NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune, reveals many of those private schools have lower test scores than the public schools the students came from. As part of a collaboration organized by the investigative newsroom Reveal, Jess Clark reports.
Let's start back in 2013. Louisiana's then-governor, Bobby Jindal, is on the steps of the state capitol. Behind him is a crowd of parents and kids in private school uniforms. The Republican governor is praising the Louisiana Scholarship Program, also known as the State School Voucher Program.
This is making sure that every little boy, every little girl out here has the chance to go to a great school. This is about making sure that every mom and every dad has the chance to make the decision about where their children get to get their education.
The program is supposed to give lower-income families an opportunity to get out of struggling public schools and send their kids to better private ones with state vouchers to cover tuition. To qualify, their children have to be in a public school with test scores low enough to earn a C, D, or F on the state school grading system, or they can be starting kindergarten. One private school that accepts voucher students is Our Lady of Prompt Succor, a Catholic school in Oswego. Actually, nearly all 300 students at this school use vouchers. At after-school pickup, parent Destiny Hinton helps her second-grade son into a big white SUV. He's wearing a light blue uniform polo shirt, bright red glasses, and a camo backpack. He has a speech impediment, so when he entered kindergarten, Hinton wanted to send him to a good school where he would get the attention he needed. She heard good things about Our Lady of Prompt Succor, and with the voucher, it doesn't cost her anything.
His first year was kindergarten. It was okay to teach. She was awesome.
But for the last 2 years, teachers keep telling her son is behind, and they don't offer any solutions. Now she's pulling him out.
It's very upsetting, especially when someone's telling you that he's not where he needs to be. And it's like it's not getting better.
Hinton says instead of making sure he understood the material, his teachers told her they just changed his grades to boost his confidence. She says now she's looking for a better school.
I think he needs more.
But according to our investigation, Hinton may not find it in the voucher program. The majority of voucher students are in private schools that got a D or F on the state school grading system. Voucher students take the same tests as public school students, and their scores are low. For example, at Our Lady of Prompt Succor, Hinton School, just 13% of voucher students tested at grade level. That earned it an F last year from the state. But Hinton had no idea. Like many parents, she assumed a private school would be better than a public school. And there's no easy way to look up voucher schools' letter grades. In fact, out of the dozens of parents we talked to for this investigation, not a single one knew what their school's letter grade or test scores were.
I mean, that's failure.
Andre Perry is a researcher and activist who studied and wrote about New Orleans' education system for several years. Now he works at the Brookings Institution.
If you're jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire, so to speak, academically, that's not a good trade-off. I mean, you never want to be in a position where you can actually go to a worse school.
But if you're judging by test scores, that's exactly what's happening in the Louisiana Scholarship Program. In 2017, about a quarter of voucher students who left a public school transferred to a private school with even lower test scores. Independent academic studies have shown Louisiana voucher students aren't improving as fast as kids who remain in the public schools. That's in line with several other studies on voucher programs in different parts of the country. Across town in New Orleans East, classes are over at Resurrection of Our Lord, another private voucher school. Kids in uniforms stream out of the building onto the lawn. There's a large cross on the corner. Over the PA system, an administrator's voice reminds kids state tests are tomorrow.
Make sure that you get a good night's sleep tonight, that you go to bed early, and Eat a good breakfast.
That's Principal Vicki Helmstetter. Like many public school administrators, Helmstetter is also under pressure to boost her school's test scores. If private school scores fall too low, they can't enroll more voucher students. And voucher students are this school's bread and butter. The state pays tuition for 94% of their students.
Okay, has that really helped you guys kind of stay afloat?
It has, but I really don't. I don't look at it that way.
Tuition here costs several thousand dollars a year. Helmstetter says taking voucher students allows lower income families to attend.
We are helping the entire city if we can help these children.
And despite the fact that this school earned a D last year, Helmstetter believes students are getting a good education. She says her test scores are low because kids are coming in already behind and because the lower income kids have more challenges.
You know, they come with barriers that we don't have any control over, you know, and so in the last few years, we've been doing extensive research on trying new things to combat those barriers, because I can't do anything if mom works two jobs and she can't do homework with her son at home every night, you know.
Basically, the same challenges public schools face. Private schools have traditionally had a lot of freedom to design their curriculums and decide what skills and values to emphasize. They don't teach to the state tests, called the LEAP tests here in Louisiana. And advocates say that's another reason for lower scores. Raynell Houston is the superintendent of the New Orleans Archdiocese, which runs 29 schools that accept voucher students.
We do not follow a prescripted curriculum like the state public schools do, based on what the LEAP assessment is. So we do not teach kids for the LEAP test. We teach them for many things, and we assess in many ways.
Researcher and activist Andre Perry says if the state is paying to send children to private schools, it has to be sure they're getting a quality education.
If you're going to take public money, you should be held to the same standards as public schools. And if the state did not set up systems that will hold them to the same standard, then they are at fault as well.
Perry says the voucher program is propping up low-performing private schools, especially lower-tuition Catholic ones. Those schools have been losing students for years.
There is no way most of these schools would stay afloat without a voucher.
Perry says until the state has a better way to make sure the private schools in the voucher program are good options, Louisiana runs the risk of moving kids from bad to worse. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.